Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me and for the patients that I have that are taking it. And it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy they have. If we give you the proper nutrients, your body's able to produce what it needs. And here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
At last, the Constitution is finished. But if a super-duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window. Said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I was really shocked when it all happened. I said, this can't be. And then next thing you know, baseball's canceled, NBA's canceled, everything's canceled. Even they've postponed the Masters. They stopped all the golf tournament. And you're saying, why? I remember when 9/11 happened and President Bush said, we are not going to let this keep us from leading our normal lives. We are going to cower in the corner. We are going to stay home. We're going to go on and continue to function. When I look at it, there's been 132,000 cases in 118 countries, 4,947 deaths. In this country, we have four states with over 40 people diagnosed with it. So I'm looking and saying, well, hi, why can't we go out our normal life? However, I have three very good doctors there, and they tell me it is an absolute necessity.
I'll finish that quote for you. He was talking about the fact that he had some good doctors. That's Lou Holtz, by the way. Very good coach, Lou Holtz. Talking about the fact that doctors were saying, okay, you know, you need to stay inside. You're older and so forth. And he said, I'm going to follow their advice. But he said, why are we doing all of this? And the pundit went on to ask him almost like an incredulous sort of like, well, you don't believe we should be doing all of this? And he said, and he kind of cowered a little bit because he was like, well, I mean, I'm going to follow my doctor's advice, but I don't get why we're doing all of this still. I mean, this doesn't, it doesn't make sense. And I have to, I'm going to have to agree. It doesn't make sense. Agree with Lou Holtz because I know all of you are feeling this. You know, it's been interesting. I just had Patrick Wood on. Wasn't he great? And he was talking about what's taking place right now in our society and what we're going to have to deal with right now. And it's scary. And I know it's scary to all of you. I do know that we were put on the earth for this time. And I do know that we have all the skills that we can handle what's coming. And I also know that we've been given a huge gift. We've been a little lazy about that gift. And it's going to require more of our sacrifice. Not sacrifice in the way that the state would like to encroach on us right now under the guise of COVID-19. What I'm talking about is the sacrifice of putting ourselves out there a little bit more, even for the scrutiny, to correct and say the truth. That's what I'm talking about. Because like Patrick was talking about, we're on a precipice of inviting now the new, let's say, the new banking system of the world, okay? And somebody on Facebook was just asking me, I don't understand why it's hard to follow. What do you think's going on? I don't understand. I don't understand what you think is going on because all they can see is the COVID-19. See, it's just the COVID-19. The reason that I've been so doing so many shows about pointing out the real true numbers is because I'm trying to point out that it's not about COVID. The numbers are very low. Very, very low. My state is basically shutting down industry right now. Shelter in place is actually lockdown. It's quarantine. Let's just be real. Shelter in place. And they're shutting down our economy We're really going to feel this in a few weeks. They're shutting down our economy because 112 people tested positive for COVID that aren't in the hospital that we know of. Believe me, if they were, we'd be hearing about it. No deaths. So are lives really in danger? Are we truly in danger? I just got told by somebody on Facebook, shut down that woman's show. She's putting lives in danger. because I'm quoting the real numbers? Is that actually putting somebody in danger? That's how hysterical and stupid people are. I'm not joking. That's the point we're at. And I hate to say it so bluntly, but it's true. It's the stupidity. 112 people and we're turning the whole state inside out. California's shutting down and the chances of getting COVID-19, the chances of dying of COVID-19 in California right now are 1 in 2.5 million people. You'll be struck by lightning 4 times before you ever die from COVID. But they're shutting down the entire state. You can take a walk around the block. You can get some takeout. You can possibly go to a pharmacy. That's it. Good luck. Maybe a grocery store. They're doing this to the entire state right now because they want you to think that they're saving lives, all in the name of safety, all in the name of saving lives. Are they really saving lives? So if we could wake up from the COVID coma that we're in, okay, and then see the real things happening. Number one, we'll just spell this out. Christine Lagarde back in 2013, the IMF, okay, talked about a new economy that will be geographically different in her speech, driven by more dynamic, I'm quoting from her, driven more by the dynamic emerging markets in developing countries. It'll be generationally different, shaped by different values and principles. What we need is a new moment in history, she said, 2013. More inclusion and solidarity among peoples, stronger accountability for those responsible for the global economy. And you know what her plus was, if she could get rid of capitalism? Her plus was accountability so no more fraud happens. So there are people that are going to latch onto that. They're going to say, well, we won't have any more fraud. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Everything will be tracked. Blockchain, all of these things, okay? Their idea, the UN, which is the IMF and the and WHO and everybody else, okay? They're all in one big lump together. Their vision for the world is to do away with capitalism, do away with the free market, and introduce the new global currency, which is data. It is the tracking. This is why today our governor, what a putz, in my own state is saying, and all the other governors, cash is dirty. Ooh, you don't want to work with cash. Cash could spread disease. So therefore, use only digital money in the wake of this crisis. Do you see what's going on? It's disgusting. It's sad that they're lying to everybody by, oh, that there's no proof. You have to have a host with corona. There's no of what we know so far. There's no proof that the money is the carrier. Why is everybody, including China, so intent on burning cash and saying cash is awful? It's because of the introduction of a new economy. And the new economy is based on the global green Greta movement. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I don't know if you've mentioned it on the show, but I've heard that they're letting out hundreds of thousands of prisoners out of the, especially in New York and California, out of the jails. And I don't know if it's prisons or just jails.
I've heard that.
I feel like they're going to do it to create a crisis, you know, of crime.
Real
so
crisis.
More reason to do martial law and lock down, you know.
Could be.
Or
excuse
to take away our liberty.
You know, I don't know. I really don't know. I've heard that. I don't know if that's true. I know that they are. They're doing crime in a different way. They're not. There's some places, only some places, that are stopping. You know, we're going to only go after this crime, not that crime anymore. Kind of deal. And I have read that they are letting out certain prisoners, and they're saying nonviolent prisoners that aren't a danger. Who knows? Who knows what that looks like? I don't know.
Yeah, but it sure would easily create a crisis.
Yes, it would.
If things go worse and go bad with the economy.
Yes, it would.
That will stir up crime like nobody's business. And the thing is, if you have a lot of people that have already been criminals,
mm-hmm.
it's going to skyrocket, and a good
You're
excuse
right.
for martial law.
Absolutely. 100%. Thank you.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Yeah, that's a really scary thought, isn't it? So you've got this new currency, okay? You've got the downing of cash, because cash is too much anonymity with cash. You can stay off the radar with cash and so forth. Doesn't mean you can't barter with each other's what you can do for somebody and they can do for you. Okay, so I'm just leaving that open because that's not something they can really control. But they can control and track your everyday purchases in your life, and they can control that if they get enough control over the Christine Lagarde IMF, you know, movement that's afoot right now. So that I think is well documented out there. You can pretty much find that out there if you know what you're looking for. Also the biometrics. Now Trump is introducing the biometrics with IDs and you tracking who goes where and in and out of the country. And he was doing it because of the illegals coming through. But that also hurts us. And so we always have to point out what hurts us too. He's definitely got some people around him that are pushing this, and if he's on board with this, that makes me ill, because that's what we're doing is we're just developing further and further this tracking state, this state, the police state that can happen because of all the things that we're doing right now. And we're not understanding that it's not for our safety. This has nothing to do with COVID. I know you think it does. I know there's people out there that think it does. Oh, they're so busy saving lives. Were your lives really in danger? Think about that. Do you know anyone with COVID? No. After 2 months, you still don't know anybody with COVID, do you? There might be one person out there that knows somebody. I'm not joking. That's how rare this is. And we're doing all of this. So when you get out of the COVID coma, you can actually see what's happening. And, you know, I was looking at some things about Iran, and this has been on my radar for a few weeks, but I did want to share this with you. And that is that, are we at war with Iran right now, but they're not announcing anything. They're not talking about it. They're not showing it because we're not using our military, because we are, if I say it that way, it's going to be too inflammatory. 23% of their parliament, small majority that have died, and these are people that have been heavily steeped within their government for quite some time. If you want to do a regime change on a country, isn't it more economical to do it where you have the guise of a pandemic globally, but then maybe target a few other people with some pretty severe things and then call it COVID? Because the odds of 23% of the parliament in Iran getting this it's an interesting number, isn't it? And dying, getting it and dying the next day within 24 hours. And by the way, talking about the IMF, they just asked for an IMF loan on March 6th, first time in 60 years. They have never wanted an IMF loan. Do you know why? Because there's strings attached. Strings attached. They didn't want the strings. They wanted to remain separate. Well, they were on that list of the seven countries that we were going to kind of mow over. And I'm just saying this because sometimes war doesn't look like war, and it's done when people aren't looking. Just throwing that out there. Be right back. You can comment. Kate Daly Show.